Amazing Grace Ministries podcast for our fall 2015 online Bible study. My name is Reverend Katie Meek. This is my first time coming to you, and I'm really excited. In fact, this is my first podcast ever, like ever. So it makes me feel super excited and kind of nervous. But I'm really excited to join you and that you've joined us for week 7 of our fall friendship study. We're calling that Circles of Grace. And let me give you just a little history of who I am and kind of why I'm a part of this. Again, my name is Katie Meek, and I'm pastor. I'm actually Catherine Bird's pastor. When I first got to the church, I heard that Catherine was writing a book and that I might be able to be a part of the process of forming, kind of giving feedback for those ideas. And so since then, that's basically what I've been doing. I've gotten to hang out with these really awesome girls of grace, moms and daughters, and I've been able to just be a, you know, I don't know. It's just really fun. I think that's really kind of where I'm going. And so I hope that you've been having a really good time on this study and that your experience with one another, moms and daughters, has really kind of grown closer. So this week we are talking about social media, which I feel like is just a hot topic in general these days. And I, for one, am a fan. And so I feel like I have some things to say, but I also recognize that social media has a tendency to also be like it's both a blessing and also sometimes it can get us into trouble and it can distort our understanding of community and of life and of ourselves. There's ways that bullying happens online, and sometimes I look at other people online and I think, wow, their lives are perfect and my life isn't. And what's wrong with me? You know, so there's ways that we can get ourselves into trouble with social media as well. And so this week, we're going to kind of talk about some of the good and the bad and the ugly and the beautiful about our experiences as social beings, and specifically how, like, the internet and your phones allow you to be social in new kinds of ways. And you know, that's a wonderful thing and also something that you've got to kind of watch out for. So the first thing that I kind of notice about social media is that it tends to be something where, you know, you can look at your number of friends and feel either good or bad about yourself, depending upon the number of friends you have. I'm a pastor, and so you might look at my number of friends and think, wow, she's really popular. It's like, no, not really. I just know a lot of people. And so you can look at your number of friends or all the different people that you're connected to, and you can think, wow, I really have a lot of people that I know and that know me. And you can look at that and think, wow, I've got a really great community surrounding me. But then sometimes, I don't know, I go online and see all those people and think, and rather than feel connected, I feel disconnected. Sometimes I go online and look at other people's lives and I feel lonely because, you know, I'm not having as much fun as that person, or, you know, why haven't I talked with this person in a really long time? You know, you think that online is really gonna, cut it when it comes to community, and it doesn't always. And in this chapter, Catherine talks about the difference between connection and connectedness. I think that's the way that she puts it in the chapter, and you can probably correct me once you read the chapter. But I'm pretty sure she talks about the difference between connection and connectedness, or the difference between being connected and this idea of really connectedness. Because it's really possible to have, you know, 1,000 friends online, but not really feel any deep connections. Because we think when we go online and, you know, we can message people or we can comment on photos or we can share our photos and share what's happening in life, and I might get a couple of likes from that or a couple of comments, and that feels like the real deal. But the reality is, if that's all you've got, it's not the real deal. There's a big difference between being connected online and being connected in real life. And so it's important to recognize, I think, that social media is a tool for connection, but it cannot replace true connection. just like texting is a tool for connection. But if all you do is text and you never see people or you never talk to face to face, you're really missing out on community. So, you know, I think that's the big, that's the first thing. And I think the most important thing to keep in mind when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, especially Instagram. I mean, like you can filter in, you can make a filter for any photo and make it look cooler and make yourself look cooler than the actual situation. And that's what everybody kind of does. So it's easy to kind of see that and think that's real life. Well, it's, you know, it's kind of real life, but it's kind of not. And so you got to live real life in real time with real people face to face. And so that, you know, I think that means, for example, you know, for example, if I'm feeling lonely, you know, if it's been a while since I've like seen my friends, or if I've been working too hard, I'm just crazy busy, or whatever, if I'm feeling lonely, it's really easy to go online and think, I wonder if I put something like I feel sad or something like that on Facebook, who would respond? But the reality is, you're putting that out to a whole bunch of different people that may or may not have earned the right to hear the fullness of your story. And so, like, for example, if you're sad or if you're frustrated or if you need to talk to someone, Facebook isn't the place to go. Twitter isn't the place to go. Instagram isn't the place to go. You know, the place to go is to the people that you know and love and you know love you. And so, you know, like, for example, girls, when you're feeling sad, I think it's great to ask your mom if she has some time and see if you can talk through that with your mom or with other girls of grace. You know, you can use social media to send a message and say, hey, can we talk on the phone later? Because I'm feeling kind of crummy. You know, I think it's just a lot more healthy to recognize that Facebook is a tool for life in the grander and greater scheme of things. So that's kind of the biggest thing for me about Facebook is to recognize that it can do good things for you, but at the same time, it's not the fullness of life. And it's important to also recognize that you've got to have boundaries about what you say. And that means, you know, boundaries about being kind. You know, you might be mad at someone and have the tendency or the inclination to go onto one of the social media sites and say something mean about them, or you know, make fun of them, or you know, do you know, something like that. I don't know. And it's really easy to do that, to go, just go online and you know, without anybody else surrounding you, just, it feels good in the moment, say something mean. But then what happens is, and then it goes out to everybody, and there's a lot of consequences to that. And the biggest thing is it makes somebody else feel crummy, but it also, it's kind of easy to become a bully online. And so it's important to have boundaries about what you say, to recognize that there are some things that are appropriate on Facebook and Twitter and all the others. And there's some things that really aren't, that do not honor who you are and don't honor who God calls each of us to be. And so that's kind of the way that Catherine really focuses in on the chapter, is that, again, Facebook can be a tool for really good things. And one of the things that Facebook can be a tool for really good things is to share and spread love. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be all like Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all over Facebook. But there is something about being kind and offering that, you know, care to one another, even on Facebook, that allows people to recognize something greater in the world, that you can set an example for other people of what community should be. So just think about what you put on Facebook, and also recognize that just as you're thinking about what you're putting on Facebook, other people sometimes don't think about it. And so you can't, you know, take things too personally from all of that. And I think rather than following after the ways of everyone else, it's important to step up and say, you know what, I want to be a person of encouragement. I want to be a person of love and care. I want to think about what I say before I say it. And let people know that I am someone who lives by love. And that's just a really good way to live. And so I hope that you, I'm getting long-winded here. So I'm gonna end. So my hope for you is that that you recognize social media as the tool for good that it is, but also don't take it so seriously that it has to be all things to you. Because the reality is God created us for community. God created us to be together one-on-one, face-to-face. And that's really the places that you're really going to find that kind of fulfillment, that kind of need. God created us that we might be connected in a way that's not shallow and it's not, you know, one-dimensional, like oftentimes it is on Facebook, but really a life that is, you know, three-dimensional, where you have true friendships and, you know, you see people face-to-face and you just use the other stuff as a tool for good. So may you find God on Facebook. May you experience grace and be agents of grace in all the things that you do, and especially online, that you would be an example and a witness of the God who cares and loves about everyone. And that's all I got to say. I am super thrilled that you guys are a part of this Bible study, and I hope very much that that you continue to grow in grace. And I'm gonna sign off. I don't know how to do that. So, goodbye. Have a great day. You're wonderful.